It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the most beautiful, delightful, charming, magical, Tinkerbell-esque young women I've ever met in my life. And I feel the same way about her parents. Just amazing. Well-adjusted. Happy. In love with each other. Creating this momentum to sell more Girl Scout cookies than any kid in history. Listen to this clip. With this amazing little girl we call Pim. Listen.
Pim, do you want to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Yes, I'd love to. So I just heard you sold 91,000 Girl Scout cookies. And so what are we doing today? What are you holding?
We're going to be tasting Tiger Almonds today.
Awesome. Oh, I see. And what do you think they're going to taste like?
Peanut butter.
All right. Well, let's open the box and let's try a cookie and tell everybody what you think. How many sleeves are there? There's one. Okay, pull it out. You need a little bit of help?
There's seven.
Yes, there's three sections. Okay, can you open it or do you want help?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I ask you help.
Yep, here. Hold part of it like this.
Okay. They can't figure out how to
open. Good job. So hold this seam like you're opening chips so that I can hold the other part. Yep. Hold the oops. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, so this is
well,
them.
I guess I'll be trying three.
Okay. All right. What do they feel like? Are they crunchy or are they soft?
Love this.
Both.
Okay, cool. What do they
delicious.
Taste like?
Peanut butter.
Awesome. Do you think that they're a really yummy cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So people should buy them?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Is there anything you want to say to the people watching your videos and buying your cookies?
Thank you.
Good job.
Delicious. Joining me, one of the beautiful, charming, kind, engaging, loving parents. Luke, what's up?
We are so excited. She is at 119,382 cookie boxes sold right now.
Come on. Come on.
And
come on.
Friday, the mayor declared an annual holiday in Pittsburgh. It's Pim Neal Day to honor how hard she's been working in her community.
Hey, Luke, speaking of.
Yes.
Describe your day for us yesterday and what you have to do once you sell these damn cookies. Notice I said damn. Go ahead.
Yes. So in addition to, you know, the normal answering the questions, how to order the cookies, we had to do delivery. And so we have completed 68 more deliveries, and it literally is a huge act of planning. So they get tagged in order of stop, and then we literally are GPSing a huge route, and then it's pull up to a house, hop out of the car, have Pim go up to the door, double checking the name. That last minute checking if all the right cookies are in the bag. And it's been incredible.
Hold on. Tell people the truth. You had like 400 deliveries to do, though. 400, right?
Yes.
Come on.
400 man. And I believe it's 84.
No. No.
It's a lot.
And it's just you and her?
Her dad drives.
Oh, my God.
For now. And then we have some other friends who have stepped in and volunteered to drive as well. And so she's in the driver's seat. I'm in the front seat with the here's who it is, here's how many cookies, and then here's Pip with the bag ready to go, pull up to the house, unbuckle, jump out, go to the door and knock. And it's so cute. She's not even tall enough to reach past the doorbells.
Oh.
It's adorable.
How many more do you have to go?
So the cookies come in stages. So I have 35 more to deliver. And then we're going to get told what day we get to pick up the next 700 boxes.
Whoa, 700 at a time.
Yeah, we did 503 boxes in the first wave.
No.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I'm starting to hate this. Why the hell are you so happy about this? You're killing me.
Because my kid is having a wonderful time.
I'm with you.
And he's bringing so much joy to people. People ask if it's okay to take pictures of her doing the delivery, and we're like, it's totally okay. Just keep spreading the happiness.
Let's be real here. You're not making money from this. Let's be real here.
No, we have spent an entire tank of gas now.
She's not poor mouthing. I just wanted to tell you this. You have to buy your own damn gas.
Yes.
You're not getting some big check in the mail.
Nope.
You're not scamming someone.
Nope. We receive nothing, and anybody else whose kid is in Girl Scouts knows when you sign up for girl delivery, you're agreeing that you're going to drive out to the pickup point. You're going to load your car up with these cookies.
It's amazing.
You're going to spend hours sorting them. Then you're going to spend literally hours and your own gas money delivering the cookies. And especially in Pim's case, it's going to take days to finish this part of the project.
I got to be honest with you, because we're friends now and I love you. I sent a note to a family member that resents what you're doing, quite frankly. I sent a note to a family member that hates you, that wants you to fail. You know this. I'm not sandbagging this wonderful person here, right? This is not surprising to you, right?
Correct.
I sent them a note, said, this girl is happy. This girl is joyful. This girl loves her parents. Stop. I begged your family to stop. They want you exposed for being a bad person, a con artist, that the cookies are a lie. When in fact, I verified the cookies. We verified that she has medical conditions. And I have to bring this up because in the middle of these beautiful moments, you have to battle this too. How do you manage this? Honestly, how do you do it?
So we reached a point where when the first video came out that was a hater, it was someone we didn't know.
I see.
And it was much easier.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Because
I get it. Yeah.
They didn't know what was going on. And once they were educated, they took their video down. But when you have people who are family,
yes,
who have issues of jealousy or internal conflict, you can't educate them. And they've made their decisions. And they will forever be where they are in their belief.
Hey, Luke, they resent or despise, I can't get the right words, your sexual identity, and they want you punished for it. No, they really do. It scares the crap out of me that we live this way. They want you the hell out. They think that you're ruining this kid, this beautiful kid that is so happy. How the hell can you manage something like that with your own damn family?
you know, I turn to a lot of the community around us.
I see.
And we look at the word chosen family.
True.
And we say it's a choice. And if people don't want to love and support our child and don't want to love and support our household, they don't need to be a part of our lives. Because as you can see, the Pittsburgh community loves and adores our child. And she has lots of other aunts. She has lots of other uncles.
Oh, I love her.
She has lots of grandparents. Whether it's by blood or by mentality, this little girl is going to grow up and get to be whoever she wants
to be. But let me tell you
surrounded
this.
In love.
And you know, I hate to lecture here, but I literally told your family, you know what's going to happen? This beautiful, charming, engaging little girl and her wonderful parents, they're going to tell her what happened, and she's going to resent you. Not her parents, you, right? Right? They're going to miss out on her growing up, right?
This little girl in 10 years will be 16. She might Google her name, and she will see for herself who did not stand with her and who said all these things. And she will know for her own self.
Yeah, it hurts.
What happened.
It hurts.
It does.
I run into this because of what I am and who I am and all this stuff. But, you know, we kind of, you and I and that gorgeous little girl, I just feel the magic and I think we can do great things together. And I was telling my wife about this and Patrick and everyone else I know. Someone wants to take something beautiful and F it up. And break. They want to take this beautiful porcelain doll and splatter it in pieces on the floor. Really do. They really, really do. In fact, they had strangers reach out to me and fight with me about this. I mean, they have a group of people that's out to get you for doing something miraculous. It's unbelievable where we're at.
People ask me all the time if I feel safe with her being posted on the internet. And I said yes, because there's nothing a stranger can do that's worse than what this family has done.
Right on. I was just going to say, you're much safer with those idiots than your family that hates you.
Right, and at least we know who they are.
I love you. And I hate to keep bringing this up, but I think there's a message to our culture and our society that how we prejudge people and put them in categories and make them bad because of this or that. And you have this amazing thing happening, this magic, and we will not allow that to be ruined. And I'll do anything to help you, Luke, anything.
I appreciate you so much, Marty, because she is just incredible.
The video you just sent me is absolutely gorgeous. I will post that in a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have an update to send you later as well.
Please do. I'm all in. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
Leave that damn girl alone, man. That beautiful little girl and her wonderful family. Can't you just be happy that they're happy? Guess not.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I eat Uncrustables. You know what they are? Trevin, do you eat Uncrustables, man?
Man, yes.
How many?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I could eat two or three, you know.
They're good.
They're good.
Have you had this?
No, but that's next on the list.
This is the Crustless. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning this is my wife had one delivery from Aldi, because I'm a Giant Eagle guy, as you know. Aldi did a knockoff on Uncrustables. It's called Crustless. There is now a litigation over Crustless versus Uncrustables. I swear, if I'm a lion, I'm a dying. They come frozen, you let them thaw, and they're actually pretty good. Yeah, there they are. Patrick has them up on the stream. I love them. I could eat four. I have been on steroids for about a month now because of my voice. And as you can tell, it sounds a lot better. A couple things that happen with steroids. Number one, you get a little anxious. Okay. Number two, you get a little swollen. Number three, you get a little hyped. Number four, you get hungry. Hungry. I am a workout nut. However, comma, when I was sick as hell and I lost my voice and couldn't come to work for 3 days last week, I had no voice at all. I was unable to work out. But what I was able to do was eat. And what I did do was buy a bunch of ice cream. And so I sat in my chair, kind of going from ice cream to pizza to hamburgers to chocolates to whatever I could do to take my lean ass and make it a fat ass. And I'm well on my way. In the last month of steroid life, I put on 10 pounds. So, this morning I woke up like the 12-year-old I am. I opened the freezer, and like the 6-year-old I am, I threw away my peanut butter because I have no self-control, because I'm an idiot. Just letting you know, I'm off the steroids. I'm on the Crustless. My voice is my kryptonite. It is what it is. I've had an amazing life and an amazing career. From time to time, like an old tire, it busts. And I got to fix it. And here I am. It just is what it is. I saw two amazing doctors at UPMC, Phil Paulus and Dr. Stinnett. Both of them saved my ass again. You got to fight, folks. You can't retreat. You can't give up. You can't stop. You can't say, screw it. You can't say, I'm done. You can't say, I hate this. You know why? As I told them, I have a bunch of friends who have died. Woman grabbed me at Oakmont Bakery last week. True story. Wonderful woman. And said, it's 2 years to the day that my husband died of the same cancer you had. And that sticks with me. Sticks with me. I am blessed to be here and grateful I have this audience and this platform and the opportunity to make a difference every single damn day.
It's almost President's Day, and this year, I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I went to Tambellini's in Highland Park last night. Iconic restaurant. Iconic owner there for decades. Top five, top 10 restaurant in Pennsylvania. Honestly, old school, charm, white tablecloths, the whole thing. And then the kindness of Joe Tambellini and his wife, Missy, is insane. And so we get in there and we sit down and I'm with Glenn Howley from Off the Hook and Napa Prime and his wife, Lisa. And we're all having dinner and Christine, my wife. And Charlotte comes over, the waitress, and Charlotte is crying. I mean, crying. It was hard, man. And I'll tell you why. There was this moment, it's kind of a bittersweet thing, this convergence of sadness, joy, some euphoric feeling of the great moments you share in a restaurant, and then the realization that that great restaurant and the name behind it is shutting down. Joey Tambellini has been one of my boys for 20 years at least. Texted me yesterday morning out of the blue and said, "Are you at church?" I said, "No." He said, "Can you come tonight? It's my last night." And I said, "We're in." And Joe joins me. Kind of a big deal for you to make this decision, isn't it, sir?
It is a big deal. Yeah, it's been a long journey.
Yeah. So and Charlotte was crying for a reason, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's been with me for 10 years, you know, and, you know, you become, I mean, people say you're family, but you don't. It's true. Yeah. You know, you're actually with those people more than you're with your family.
Oh, hell
I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy. I spent in the last 10 years, I spent more time with her than I did with my children.
Hell yeah.
100%. We went through the happy times, the sad times. If something happened to one of her children or something happened, good, bad, indifferent, we shared it together, you know? And she was a big part of it. A lot of the staff were.
Hey, I mean, Joe.
You do.
You're the last.
You have a connection with them.
You're the last, if I'm not mistaken, you're the last Tambellini restaurant in this town with that name on it. Does that make you sad?
In about 60 years, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
it does. It's you know, it was a tradition. I said to Bruno Tambellini one time, he was in the restaurant, and unbeknownst to me, he was talking with his son. They were there having dinner, and they were talking about closing, unbeknownst to me, they were talking about closing Bridgeville. And I said, Bruno, who was 90 years old, I said, Bruno, who was the first Tambellini in Pittsburgh? He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, it was on Mount Washington, but it wasn't my brother Louie on Southern Avenue.
Wow.
It was on Shiloh Street, and the guy's name, Giuseppe Tambellini. And he smacked his son in the chest. It sounded like a kettle drum. And he said, he pointed at me. He said, if he outlasts you, it's going to start with a Joe Tambellini. It's going to end with a Joe Tambellini.
Wow.
I said, oh, my God, don't say that.
Wow.
You know. But when I thought about that and the capacity of it, yes. I mean, it's emotional, you know, and it's hard because that's all I've known.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah. Since, I was since like what a, age? What age, man?
August 27th, 1979, I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And I tell people this. I went to my dad. I said, Dad, I need a new pair of tennis shoes. And he gave me $20. I said, no, Dad, I need $40 because I want to get the leather tennis shoes. My dad could have bought the shoe store and not know that he spent money. But he wasn't going to give me $40 for a pair of tennis. He said, if you want a $40, mister, you better go to work because you're not going to get it from me. So August 20th, that was on August 26th. August 27th, I started formally working for my dad.
Wow.
And they were tough. That was the old school Italians.
Yeah.
You know,
they kicked
your
ass.
You were going to work, buddy. Oh, they made you work. And, you know, and I bought those tennis shoes. And I can tell you, I learned... If you want something, you're gonna work for
it. Right on, man. You're crying because you love it, right?
Yes, and I worked hard.
Yeah, you did.
Really hard.
Really hard, brother.
I tell people, that it would be like mad at you, you know, like you had something they didn't. I said, you wouldn't do what I did.
Right on, man.
You wouldn't do what I did. Most people wouldn't have.
No.
I'm going to give props to myself and my wife.
Right on.
I did the unimaginable. I mean, I know people out there will say, what was a restaurant? Come on, a lot of people do it. I know. I know a lot of people do it. And I give them props. When I was talking to one of my vendors today who owns a business, I'm going to say who it is because they helped me stay open because they were so awesome. It was Nappy's Food Service out in Oakdale.
Love them.
Who was amazing, amazing, amazing business. And I can tell you, Angelo said to me, Joey, it's like you're fighting every day when you own a business, you're fighting a fire.
Right on.
And you can contain the fire, but you can never put the fire
out. Right on, man. And at some point, at some point, it burns your soul, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Physically, emotionally, just, you know, mentally, the sad part is that all beats you up, but oh my gosh, I spent the entire morning since 8 o'clock this morning. I've been on the phone with friends and guests that I adore. I love. I said to Glenn and Lisa, I love you. I do. I mean that. I love them. You know, they're awesome people. There's so many guests there that I built relationships with. I've been to their funerals. I've hosted celebrations for them. And it means a lot to me. It was an honor.
It was
an honor to serve Pittsburgh.
Joe Tamalini, yesterday, his last supper, as I called it. What are you going to do, brother? What are you going to do?
Well, right now, me and the dog are just, I don't know how to work this thing like
Shocking.
You do. Me and the dog are just hanging out, you know, taking a little, me and her, we're hanging out here.
That is so cool.
And that's kind of my plan for a couple minutes.
Nice.
I don't know. I don't know what the next chapter, I'll do something.
Yeah.
And again, if it's something at that building, I'll close doors. I won't lock them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I needed a break.
Right on.
I needed to take and rethink everything. You and Patrick, you know, I felt so bad whenever, I swear to God, I was getting ready for work yesterday and on my father's grave, I said, I got to text Patrick and say, hey, Marty's coming over. Please come over with Beth. And I got a call, whatever it was, and
he sent me a text. Patrick said, "Leave Patrick out as a pain in the ass." That's what happened.
No, I love him,
Joey.
He's you guys have been so great, and Pittsburgh's been so great. I mean, you have your ups and your downs.
Right
on. Look, I'm not impervious to mistakes. On occasion, I've gotten beat up.
This is an indicator, not just of your issue, but that business is in jeopardy, period. Is it not?
It is. It is. I genuinely don't know how people are doing it. I don't. I'm pretty good. I don't know much. You know, I'm not that smart.
Right.
I married smart, but I don't know how. I know numbers. I know the restaurant business. That's all I've done for 46 years. I don't know how people are doing it.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if they're treading water. I don't know what they're doing. I had a guy, he was making $75,000, pushing $80,000 a year for 4 days a week. I yelled at him. He said, I quit.
No.
I'm like, 4 days a week for almost 80 grand a year. And let me tell you, I didn't open all the time. You know, right. If there was a day I could close, I closed. You know, if there was a holiday or something, we didn't work Thanksgiving. A lot of those days, we took a week off for vacation, he got paid. I'd go away, he'd get paid.
I gotta tell you something. The greatest gift to my life, and this is a fact, has been my wife. When I walk in that restaurant, your restaurant, I see that gorgeous blonde and that smile that sucks you in and hugs you. Your wife.
Yep.
She's the rock.
She's the best.
She's the rock, right, brother?
She is. She's gorgeous. She's smart. And I used to say this all the time, and I'll say it to this day. If something would have happened to me, she could have kept it going. If something happened to her,
done.
never would have happened. Never would have happened. Nope, nope. If she became to the point where she couldn't come in, she couldn't do, no, she was the rock that, you know, it says Joseph Tambellini out front, but she was it, man. She was what kept it together. You know, she was in control of everything. You know, if the servers put $5 too much into her envelope, let me tell you, you were going to get the $5 back because she'd say, eh, you put too much in there. That's the way she was. She's in a way she is. She's brilliant. And there's no gray area with her.
No,
it's,
man.
You know, it's black and white, man. She made the books and she did everything. We, you know, I'm looking forward to just taking a break.
Right on.
I like I said yesterday, I think I'm gonna go to a wedding this summer.
Maybe New Year's.
People said they're really fun. Yeah, maybe New Year's. People said weddings are fun. I'm gonna try one sometime.
Love you, brother.
I'm gonna go to it when a friend gets married. Thank you.
Mom,
I love you, Marty. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, everybody. KDK.
Tambellini.
Love you guys.
The best.
Thank you.
Thing is, restaurants come and go. This ain't that. It just isn't. There's no more Tambellini in this town. It's, that sucks. It just does. It's not like I ate there all the time, but Joe is part of the fabric of this town that makes Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. It's that smile, the kindness, the collaboration with other restaurateurs, the interest in doing the right thing. The marketplace defeated that process. Actually started with COVID, quite frankly. And then staffing issues, people went nuts, $80,000, people making salads, making 30 bucks an hour. Then food costs, filet 40 bucks a pound, and on and on and on. And he's not poor mouthing. But what bothers me is that he's done. And if Joe can't cut it, most of you can't. One of my boys owns 6 restaurants. Sent me a text Saturday. Said, I've had enough. I can't do it. He said, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week was fine when I was 25, but I'm 50 now and I'm done. I said, can you sell? He said, no one wants to buy a restaurant right now. That is troubling because when we lose Tambellini's, we lose a chunk of our soul in this town, man. Everyone in the burg has a Tambellini story. Everyone. I love the man. I love his wife. I love his work ethic. I love his values. I love his food. And I miss him already. God bless Joe Tambellini, whatever the hell he does. We will all support. Hell yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.